In the lunchtime edition, George Pilgrim, a former Democratic Labour Party General Secretary and the party's campaign manager for the St. George North by-election, quits the party. Tony Moore is officially sworn in as the Member of Parliament for St. George North. The Ministry of Education investigating a verbal altercation between a student and teacher at the Ellerslie Secondary School. Employees of the Jada Construction Group go on strike over pay demands. A flood warning in effect for Barbados, and it's moving day for the Nelson statue. Good afternoon, I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest.
The lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC First Caribbean International Bank and the Insurance Corporation of Barbados. Always there where you need us most.
When we use our passion to create something special, we cherish the experience that brings the result. It isn't always smooth sailing, but that's the beauty of it. Because through experience and the help of knowledgeable partners, we learn and grow together. And we dream bolder dreams for the future, confident that your passion and our expertise will bring an ever bright tomorrow. ICBL, always there when you need us most.
Whenever you want, wherever you are, for all your banking needs, we make it easy. CIBC, First Caribbean, we've got all your banking solutions. CIBC, First Caribbean. CIBC, First Caribbean.
Well, George Pilgrim has officially resigned from the Democratic Labour Party. Party sources confirm that he has submitted his letter of resignation to the DLP president, Verla de Pisa. Mr. Pilgrim had served as General Secretary of the Democratic Labour Party for a number of years. He also contested the St. Thomas seat for the party on more than one occasion unsuccessfully, and contested the St. John seat for the party in the 2018 general elections. According to party sources, he was a controversial choice for the St. John contest. He recently ran for the presidency of the party against Verla de Pisa, who won re-election by a substantial margin. Party insiders described it as a bitterly contested internal election. Most recently, Mr. Pilgrim headed up the campaign team for the DLP candidate Floyd Reefer in the St. George North by-election, which was won by the Barbados Labour Party's Tony Moore. Mr. Pilgrim's resignation from the DLP follows closely on former DLP candidates George Connolly and Rodney Grant doing the same. Meantime, Tony Moore has been officially sworn in as Member of Parliament for St. George North, as we hear from our Tanisha Rockyaw.
I, Tony Nicole Sherianne Moore, who swear that I will be faithful and bear true allegiance to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, her heirs and successors, according to law. So help me God.
Newly elected Member of Parliament for St. George North, Tony Moore, was this morning sworn in by Acting Governor General Sir Kenneth Hewitt at 11:01. The Acting Governor General congratulated Ms. Moore. He said although the journey would be difficult, he trusts her tenure will be successful. After being sworn in, Ms. Moore told journalists she remains committed to serving the people of Barbados.
In this vote of confidence, which was given on Wednesday, November 11th, I have made a commitment as well, and that's a commitment to serve the people of St. George North, to serve the people of Barbados, to ensure that I can widen my mandate of uplifting working people and their families in Barbados. I'm thrilled, and the work now begins, I guess, as they would say.
Reporting from Government House, Tony Shirokia, Starcom Network News.
The Ministry of Education is investigating a verbal altercation between a student and teacher at the Ellerslie Secondary School to decide what, if any, action to take against the parties involved. In the meantime, the Minister of Education, Sanchez Bradshaw, has issued a statement condemning the behavior that was captured on video and widely circulated on social media. Ms. Bradshaw expressed alarm over the incident.
I share the outrage of all who would have seen the videos circulating on social media of the student-teacher exchange, an exchange which was further fueled by laughter amongst students at one of our secondary schools. First, I must point out that while we are only privy to a small part of what could possibly be a longer video, I must say that the type of behavior witnessed is not acceptable. It was neither funny nor demonstrative of who we are as a people or who we must allow ourselves to be or even to become.
Ms. Bradshaw felt the teacher was correct in not backing down and condemned disrespect for teachers.
Secondly, I commend the firmness of the teacher, even though I would have preferred a better choice of language used in engaging with the student. Thirdly, I absolutely condemn the tone and the attitude of the student and wish to reaffirm that while this ministry will always seek to protect the rights of students at all times, so too do we denounce any implicit threats to the well-being of our teachers. Clearly, there are behavioral and respect for authority issues exhibited in the video, and I can assure you that the ministry will ensure that there is appropriate professional intervention to assist all parties involved.
This is the Lunchtime Edition.